We ask that you show us your help tonight and let the abundance of your mercy be felt in the name of Jesus. We ask for your involvement as always. We cannot do anything without you. And so we ask that you make this night totally about you. Come and be the Lord and give glory and praise to your name. We celebrate your faithfulness. We magnify you. Thank you, mighty God. We believe in you. Fill the heart of every participant with grace and glory and cover them with your presence tonight. Let it be a networking and a connection indeed. Let the heavens over everyone's environment and everyone's life at this moment be open for diverse interconnection from your grace and from your throne tonight. We appreciate you and we give you praise. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. We
Amen.
Thank you for his help and we celebrate everyone that is here already. And we know that by the end of tonight, the way that we have come will not be the way that we will leave. Certainly something would have left someone and something would have dropped into someone. What should have left would leave, and what should come and what should be instilled will be achieved. In the name of Jesus. So I welcome everyone and I want to counsel that our hearts and attention and minds are here for what God has set for us through the orchestration of this gathering. What God has set for us through the orchestration of this gathering, let it be accomplished in our lives. You know, when we do things, we have to add the factor of intentionality to it. And to make the most out of what we do, we must be intentional about it. And so you can't be here based on accident or just because you want to be active. You are here, be here indeed, so that you can find more profit. Where intentionality is in place, profit is greatly maximized. Praise the Lord. And so, we counsel that you give attention to your environment. And by environment, I mean the place where you find yourself right now. Hallelujah. We give God praise for the word that came yesterday. And the emphasis of that word was and is to bring into our reflection, into our consciousness and perception, that there is a way God intervenes and changes our situation and our story. And we must pay attention to the most important things, the critical things, the paramount things, the significant things, the weightier things that handles the rest. You don't have to worry about your shoulders if you are pouring the water from the top of your head, because the water from the top of the head runs down and it washes off the shoulders and the rest of the body. So in the same way, when we are able to address the things that are most important and critical at certain junctures and seasons of our life, we'll find out that addressing them trickles down to addressing the other things that ought to be taken care of. And that is key, because most of the times the scripture talks about the people who ask and don't receive because they ask amiss every time. That's the book of James chapter 1. He says you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss. And so it could be that the reason why some prayers are being delayed is that you are not asking the right thing, being answered, because the proper things that should be spoken of are neglected. They are left untouched. And so when we ask, the request is not complete, it's out of place. And so there's no answer to it. And which was why the word was pointed out yesterday through the encounter of the prophet. Now when the prophet set himself apart to hear what God would say to him, God began by saying, write the vision. And God began to speak to him from the beginning. The starting point of God's speech to him was the vision. And that became the word to every one of us, that God's emphasis is on the vision of your life. Lord, why are all these things like this? Like, there are certain things that once you are giving attention to them, the other things you ask of will be handled. When Solomon asked for wisdom, God told him, I have granted you wisdom. But hold on, wisdom doesn't just come alone. Wisdom comes with riches and honor and a whole lot of other things. And you can already see in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, when wisdom began to declare his or her credentials, you can see the things that she connotes. She said, I have durable riches, honor is with me, by me kings reign. He said, those who hearken to me, they live. You see longevity in wisdom. And God was so impressed with the young man's asking, because the young man had touched the critical thing. Somebody say, he touched the critical thing. Just say it to yourself, he touched the critical thing. And by touching the critical thing, he struck a chord. So whoever asking does not strike the critical thing, sometimes you may not get a response. And so that's why God will begin at the place of the vision. And he's saying to you that the things that you are asking and you are desiring, and the position and the season of your life you are going to come into, the paramount thing you are supposed to ask about is the vision. Talk to me about the vision. God said to the prophet Isaiah, he said, ask me of things that are to come. Ask me of things that are to come. And then concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Father, we give you praise. Well, we're going to look at that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50. I think that's 55. Just we'll pull that out, and then you see what the prophet, God said to the prophet. Alright, let's see that in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 11. Now look at what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 11. It said, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. That is, God was giving the prophet a cue as to what he is ready now to talk about, as to what he is willing to talk about. You know, if you read the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, when Moses was recounting his ordeal and struggle with the children of Israel, it reminded them of how God had rejected him from entering the promised land. And he told them also that he went before God to intercede for himself, saying, "Please, you have shown me your great mercy. Now, can you let me see?" And God told him, said, "Concerning that matter, don't speak to me about it again." So that was a matter God doesn't want. He didn't want to talk about. He won't even talk about. So he said, "Don't ask me about that thing again." But see what the prophet is, God is saying to the prophet, say, "Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands. You command me." That is, at this point now, God was ready to talk to the prophet about his sons. He was ready to tell them, tell the prophet things concerning his inheritance that were supposed to come. So at that moment, when you ask, say, "Lord, what about this person? What is the future? What's going to happen?" God was ready, more willing, more and abundantly to show things to come concerning his sons. The emphasis of God over your life, and that's for many persons here, is concerning your life, what to do with it. And so some of the askings we have been asking and the things that we have been trying to, at times it's an asking amiss. Because the word of the Lord came yesterday, say, right division. It's division. That's the emphasis. It's division. It's division. It's division. Why? Because like we saw yesterday, it is God's means of intervening in your life. It is his means and way of intervening in your life because of the implications of walking in the visions and the paths of God. Because he becomes practically involved in your life. He becomes responsible for your life. He becomes the determinant of your life, becomes a major factor of your life. It's an intervention. But it is not very conspicuous. It is strategic, and it takes discernment to see that God is actually delivering me out of my troubles. Father, we give you praise. And so, it is necessary that is given a great deal of attention. And that was the word yesterday, and we are recapping it for the purpose of reinforced comprehension. Because he said God has spoken once, I heard twice. It's for the purpose of hearing the second time, so that the understanding can be established. Go ahead, give God praise, and begin to pray where you are, and thank God for the vision of your life, for his thought towards you. He said, "I know the plans that I think towards you, the thought of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end." Go ahead, pray. Thank him and appreciate him. Thank him for the vision over your life. Thank him for the plan and the purpose. His purpose over your life. Give him praise. Thank him. Thank him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Glorify his name. Clearly, make me understand the speech. Make me understand the doctrine. The Bible says, "To whom will he make to understand the knowledge, and who will he make to understand the doctrine?" He said, "Those that have been weaned." Lord, make me understand the message. Make me understand the speech. Make me understand the purpose. Make me comprehend the plan. Make me apprehend the purpose. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, make me understand.
In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Tonight, we are going to look at something very important. And we are going to take a journey again. And this vision of light again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's refer to this as the rise. Let's talk about the rise. You know, Father, in 2020, right? One of the consistent prophetic words that we began to talk about was the rise. Anybody that remember in those days will realize, will remember the phrase, the rise. There'll be a rise, there'll be a rise, there'll be a rise. One of the highlight of those prophetic speech and those oracles in those times was that there was going to be an emergence, there was going to be such a great promotion and advancement, and somewhere out of nowhere, out of the blues, principal men and women will emerge, people of worth, of decorum, people of glory, people of honor, people of weight and substance, people that had intrinsic value, worth. You know, the Bible talks about worthless men. We call them the sons of Belial. Some of them followed Abimelech, the love child of Gideon and his concubine. And also, some followed Absalom. They call them worthless men, sons of Belial. But we are talking about people that have intrinsic worth. That is, they are valuable. Like when David wanted to go to war with his son Absalom, the people restrained him and they said, no, you are worth more than 10,000 of us. That is, the man has worth that was greater than the value of 10,000 men. So we began to speak and to declare these things about the rise. A good number of us who were around from 2012, they remember those speech. One of the highlights of those prophetic words was the fact that it underscored or underlined the reality of the fact that this agenda of emergence was going to happen concurrently with dire seasons that would humanly not be smooth. And anybody remembers, we know that we talked about the parable of the storm and the eagle, that the eagle rises above the storm, even though there's a storm. And that the scripture says that in that night, all the armies of the Lord came up out of Egypt. They came up, went out of Egypt. And Egypt was in a state of despair because they had just received 7 terrible judgment from God. And the last one, which was the most, you know, we all know that story. But the speech from those years underscored and underlined that this emergence would happen concurrently with activities and events playing out where we will have situations and realities around that you can say are evidence of the activity of darkness or not good, tough, rough. The indicator is that when the night is darkest, then the brilliance of light is more profound, and that the glory of light is even more revealed the darker the environment becomes. That's just speech where I think about 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And it's only 4 years because that's when we began to hear it. It's not 4 years because that's when it started. If we want to trace when it began to come, we can trace it further. That agenda still stands. And that agenda is beginning now. What I mean by that is it has been a prophecy and a prophetic speech. It is no longer just a seed again. The fruits of it are already beginning to bud. And the living proofs of it are already beginning to emerge. I believe that maybe, if possible, some of our officers here will be able to collate those speech and then just make it available in transcript, because they're already available in transcript, just to combine it for the benefit of those who just want to read what it says. Those speakings have left the stage of just being pronounced and prophesied words to become tangible evidence that are going to find expression. They live every living word of God, not a talk, not a grammar, not a speech. Every living word of God is a spiritual seed. And as it is with the natural seed, we can learn a thing or two from it. So also it is with the spiritual seed. Jesus spoke concerning the word of God. He said the seed is the word of God. The heart that receives it is the soil. And he said that those to whom the soil to whom it fell and it brought forth fruit, some 100, some 10, some 70, and some 100, that heart, that soil refers to the heart. The meaning of that is every living word of God you receive and enters into the soil of your heart, with time we produce fruit. That fruit it's not like you see a physical fruit coming out of your, it's going to change something inside you. It transforms you. It becomes an inclusion inside of you. Look at this. We get nutrients from fruits that we eat. Vitamins from fruits and supplements, nutritional supplements in very trace quantity from fruits that we eat. And so you see people are being advised to take this fruit and take that fruit. What happens is when you eat a piece of, let's say, carrot, and you are interested in getting carotene or whatever other nutrient it gets, when you eat it, you eat that fruit, whatever it has as a nutrient, it becomes included as part of your makeup. It becomes included as part of the elements and the biochemical materials found in your body. You become the fruit, sort of. So whatever you feed on, you become. When people take too much starchy food and carbohydrate, and the glucose level in their blood is much, they tell them to avoid carbohydrate, because so much of that biochemical substance is now available in them. So they are looking for a way to drop it. When that seed begins to produce fruit, it becomes part of your spiritual composition. The reality of that word, it becomes part of your spiritual composition. And what happens is that your spirit has become altered because something else has been included. every living word of God that you receive becomes a seed in your heart. That seed germinates and grows, and you feed off it. But the word of God is powerful in that it will not only change you from within, it will change what is around you because of the power that is available in that word. Many who believed and received that word in the years that its annunciation began, the period and the season where you are now supposed to become the living proof of the revealed world has come. And listen, it is through the arrangement of the word that began to come yesterday. The vision of God for your life is the key to the emergence. Because again, all that pertains for your life and godliness is packaged into the purpose that God has allocated for your life and your time on the earth. Which is why you see the Apostle Paul, Peter, began to teach us and say that he has given us all things that will make for life and for godliness. Watch it. There is the provision of the things that we make for our life, and then for godliness, he talks about virtue, morality, holiness, purity, righteousness, Christ-likeness, the spirit of love, the spirit of humility. He said, but all of these are packaged to us through knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ does not only refer to knowing things about the Lord. The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ refers to the mysteries of Christ that is available and intact by virtue of God's dealing with man through his son Christ, which of it the Apostle Paul underlined as the purpose of God. If you read the book of Ephesians chapter 1. What that means is that so intricately linked to your own emergence is the concept and the matter of the vision, the purpose, the plan God has allocated for your life, why you are here, what you should be doing, and why you are in the kingdom at this point in time, and what is paramount for you to do now that you are here in this particular kingdom at such a time. If that is not in place, then we have a long shot. Listen, this is the period of the calculated advancement. Because many people will come into light, direction, into light, wisdom, into light, possession, into light, insight, apprehension, assimilation, and then their possession and reception will distinguish them. Now is the hour. It's not a declaration that points too far into the future. It is a reference to what is already with us. You know, prophecy foretells, prophecy also foretells. The foretelling is the instance of the moment. The foretelling is what is to come. Your gift from God is to distinguish you. These systems are quite sophisticated, and that's why at times we wonder how we would get it all out in one encounter, in just one sitting. Because every man has his own unique assignment. The responsibility becomes personal. Because every man must search into the depths, search into the realm, and we guide him and give hints and cues. The truth of the matter is, you should be impacting your world. Say that again. You should be impacting your world. Say that again. You should be impacting your world. You should be impacting your world. When the scripture says you are a city set on a hill, it wasn't telling a lie. That cannot be hid. It's not untrue. It is the reality of who you are. You should be impacting your world. Tonight, I want to put you at the edge of your seat, where you will be fully armed and conscious of the fact that within this season and now at this moment, there is a breaking forth. There is a breaking through. There is something that needs to come out now. It's now. There is something that needs to come out in my life. It is time. There is something that needs to come out in my life. And so that you can go on and war in the spirit and insist and persist by Christ until you see the fruits and the evidence of the things that have been spoken with. We said yesterday that there is such a thing as the strategic intervention of God. We are in the seasons of intervention and they're escalating, which is the involvement of heaven in a situation, in a person's life, in the natural course and the affairs and the progression of an individual's life. The assignment of God in your life will distinguish you, because his equipping for that assignment will be setting you apart and making you a star. Really, this is not just the time of talk. This is not just the time of grammar. This is the hour for impact. You should be impacting your world, whatever it is you do, God has called you to do. And so, the answer is not tied into God's response to your tiny prayer requests. It's not tied to the response of heaven to your trivial concerns. It is deeply rooted in the core of the purpose of heaven upon you. Which is why, as God said to Isaiah, he said, now ask me of things to come concerning my son. And concerning the prophet, he said to him, write the vision. God is saying to you, do you remember the assignment? Do you recall the purpose? Do you know the objective? Do you know the how? Do you know the way? Every prophetic word over anybody's life, the destiny is for fulfillment. It's not for excitement. The purpose of prophecy is not excitement. His destiny is fulfillment. It may excite you along the way, but until it is fulfilled, it is not complete. It may confirm to you one way or the other, but until it is fulfilled, it is not complete. The purpose of prophecy and the destiny of every prophecy is fulfillment. If it excites you and confirms the word and strengthens you, it is good. Because the purpose of prophecy is to exhortation, comfort, and edification. But every prophetic word that paints a reality in your heart is to accomplish its purpose by coming to pass. That is why God said, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth and will not return to me void until it accomplishes the purpose. And of course, edification can be the purpose of a prophetic word, but you know what I'm in terms of the, if I use the word genre of the prophecy we are talking about, then you know what I'm talking about within the context we are speaking about. Because even the edification itself is edifying you and comforting you because it's pointing you toward God you still do in your life. Let me read to you what the apostle said in the book of 1 Corinthians. Father, we give you praise. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, the apostle Paul said to the church, now ye are full, now ye are rich, ye have reigned as kings without us. Don't make the mistake of reigning without God. Many are now set to reign without God. That is, somehow they have found themselves that they are beginning to enter into some levels of things that they will refer to as promotion. Maybe they have stepped into some great circles where they seem to be making some strides or having access to some realms of life that they feel that, these are some of the things God has promised me and has talked to us about. Listen, be careful to step into a glory, in quotes, so-called, that you realize that God is never available in that place. It's not available in all that glory. Don't reign without Christ. Yes, I don't know why that just jumped in, but let's say, be careful, don't reign without Christ. All of a sudden you got an opening, my God, and then you don't sense any nudge in that direction, but yet you still went, and now you are reigning without Christ. Be careful. Paul said to them, you have reigned without us. Don't reign without Christ, because whatever reigning it is now, it will declare to you that it wasn't raining. You are not raining. It was just a trap. Like a wise man once said, if a door is open and it's not God that opened it, you are walking into a snare. Don't reign without Christ. Don't reign without Christ. Because when Christ begins to really reign, we may not be there. Father, we give you praise. That's the word, and I believe that whoever should have heard that, should hear that, has heard it, and will hear it. In the name of Jesus. So what do we see? There is a miracle inside of you. Yesterday we said that there is a solution. And unless the scripture tells lies, then we can say any other. But if for as the scripture is true and has stood the test of time for these thousands of years, then there is something inside of you. There is substance inside of you. There is a virtue inside of you. There is a depth inside of you. It will come out in this season. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will come out in this season. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ought to be impacting your world. Whatever it is, you, wherever you are, and you are not impacting your world, it is not the script. At for every quarter and every cycle you are, and you find yourself the time, you ought to be impacting your world. And listen, in this season, and beginning from now, this season, you ought to be impacting your world. Many of you have come to your season of impact. Season of impact. So I'm saying to that deposit inside of you that have laid fallow because it was waiting for the prophetic season of God to begin. Right now, it will manifest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Put it on your inside. It's being put under pressure now. It will burst forth like new wine. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever it is that I've laid fallow on your inside, some of you may not even be aware when God dropped it. He said, according to the power that works, you say, we have the treasure in 18 vessels. Tonight, beginning from this season, you will find a new possibility in your inner man. You will find a new possibility inside of you. You will find a new possibility in your spirit. You will find a new possibility in your spirit. In your spirit. In your spirit. In your spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen. There's one thing we know about the operations of the gifts of Christ. It comes with a sudden realization of a possibility. A sudden realization of a possibility. We've been in situations where we didn't know we had any capacity of such a thing inside of us. Then all of a sudden we just were put in, maybe let's say, an arrangement where this was required. And then all of a sudden you just realize it's something you can do. You just realize there's this possibility. You just realize it can happen. You see, one of the evidence of the working of Christ inside you is that there is faith to now believe that it is possible. When you see that you now possess a faith for a possibility that you have never seen before, but all of a sudden you now believe, it's pointing to you that something has dropped inside of you. And that's how people walk in gifts of healing. They just realize that I can pray for the sick and they'll be healed. They've never prayed for the sick or the blind, but all of a sudden they want to do it. They just find that this is possible. There are many of you after tonight, you will find that this is possible. You will find that I can start a company. I can start a project. I can start a movement. I can set up this. I can do this. I can also do this. Why? A deposit has come inside of you, and the faith
to walk in it is pointing to you that there's the reality there. That's why it tells you that faith is the evidence of things. When you see evidence is not the subject matter. Evidence is bearing witness to a subject matter. The faith there is pointing to you that there's something here you are not seeing. That's why I say the evidence of things not seen. A new faith that we bear witness with a new possibility. There are many of you who live here with a new possibility. You will find that you will just a new faith, because there's a new possibility. Father, we give you praise. Sometimes we want to take a step to do something we've never done before. One way we just know is just that we just realize it's possible. All of a sudden, out of the blue, we just suddenly realize that this is possible. We just realize it is possible. This is big. And you believe it effortlessly. It's the indicator, the spirit of Christ inside of you is pointing to you through the operation of the gifts that a new opening has come. A new opening has come. A new opening has come. Karatushka te liberate. A new awakening has come. You are now in that season. And as for many that are here, it is time to understand where is your action point. Where is your action center? Where is your action zone? Where is my action at, O Lord? Where is my action at, O Lord? Where is my action at? So that I can begin to bring honor to your name through the deployment of your deposits. In the name of Jesus. Well, just be giving God praise where you are. Lebrotosh kendra la babosh. Ilektike to prena shendra la adles koprandas.
Abraham babaras tekeke perrokotosh. Abaraba bababa. Shekelem brababa brontofedes. Enkala baraga da balagadias. Lempro do bombro so koto frege de bedes. Alla brada da balaga da balaga da balaga das. Inco lebre de brede bedes. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A new faith for a new kind of impossibility now made possible.
Amen.
Is the indicator that something new has been done. It's just a new possibility. Now you can believe. When God said to the prophet, he said, ask me of things to come concerning my sons. At that point, when the prophet wanted to ask of things to come, there will be no doubt. You just believe that it is possible for me now to know things that are to come. Without any shadow of that, it will be clear in the spirit. If you follow true to God and you stay holding on, those pieces and those puzzles that appeared scattered will surely be gathered to make a perfect sense. Those puzzles of your life that have been scattered, that is, you know what a puzzle is? Broken pieces with pictures on it that have to be put together to form the image. All those pieces that appear like it has scattered, none make sense. There is still sense in it, and the Almighty can gather it to paint the picture. At the end of the day, you will understand what the Lord is doing. This is the moment of impact. And we will have ascendance with purpose, promotions with purpose, emergence with logic according to heaven. That is, there's a logic behind it. Emergence according to logic, rise with significance. Not for the purpose of pleasure. Well, it presents to you a season of active awareness and consciousness of the things that heaven can do, be said to do. I believe and I know that for every man, every woman, every boy and every girl present here and listening to these words, your significance will appear to all in the season that is now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
According to God's purpose and plan, your purpose for being in time at such an hour as this will be made manifest before the eyes of all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so I just go ahead, thank God for your rise. Thank Him for His word. Thank Him for His promises. Thank Him for the plans and the purpose that He has for you. Thank Him for the ordinations. Thank Him for the arrangements. Thank Him for the alignments. Thank Him for the assignment. Thank Him for the appointments. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Bless His name. 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 Your significance is tied to His significance over your life. Your significance is tied to His significance for you. Your significance is tied to His significance for you. So go ahead and bless Him for His significance. Thank You, Mighty God. Blessed be Your name. Receive the praise of everyone. Thank You, Mighty God. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, amen. The rise is sure to come. And these are not words that are just near recent. This arrangement and this convergence is to set the seed and the stage. And so it's more like the new year broadcast. Just that we are having it further on into the year already. And so it's just to set the stage and the tempo, the things that are to come. So that if speeches continue to come, they'll find a framework and a background reference to be taken up into, and the context of application. Right. So as simple and as brief as this encounter is, it is quite profound on the inside. But this sets the stage, the tempo and the tenor for further realizations that will be coming our way. And for many of us who have had a private contact with God, we'll find that this makes a lot of sense with reference to the words that you have been receiving. And for many others, gives context to the word that you had already received. Right? And this is so important. There's coming a great rise over somebody's life tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me say it again. There's coming a great rise over somebody's life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we talked about the participation and the intervention strategy of heaven. When the man Joseph began to see visions, he didn't know heaven was calling on him, that there will soon be an inclusion in the affairs of his life. And so when that inclusion started, it started as a strategy. He began with the day they cast him into the pit and stripped him of his clothes, of the glory that he had experienced. The glory he had before the coming of Christ into his life. The glory he was already experiencing before the intervention of heaven, they stripped him off. And then he was bare without glory. And then took him away into slavery. You don't think the day he became prime minister was when heaven intervened. Heaven intervened the very day he began to see the visions of relevance. Let me say that again. You don't dare think that the day he became prime minister was the day heaven intervened in his life. Heaven intervened in his life from the point of the vision, where he began to see the vision of relevance. That was where heaven started to intervene in his life. And that process led to the stripping of the glory that had been before the intervention of Christ. The glory that man had given to him, because his father gave him the coat of many colors, the garment that made his brethren to envy him. Right? But then suddenly, when that intervention plateaued, then there came a sudden rise. There's somebody here tonight. The sudden rise over your life will occur in this season, in the name of Jesus. And I don't know what that rise will, what it means for you in particular, but surely when it occurs, we know this is the sudden rise according to the order of Joseph that was pronounced over my life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Saying it again, there's somebody here, there's going to be a sudden rise over your life.
Amen.
And the quantum jumps. You know, I know you heard of the quantum shift. A shift is an adjustment. A jump is a total move. Jumps, quantum jumps in the affairs of your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We are talking about a matter of 1 to 1, then 100. 100, then 10,000. 10,000, then 100,000. That's, it has scattered the order of ascendance. 100, then 10,000, 10,000, then 100,000. That's a quantum, that's jumps. In this season, it will appear. The word of God over your life will not just hover as a seed of excitement, it will become a living manifestation and a transformation and a personification that you will become. In this season, in this year, you will become the personification of the living word of God that has been planted in the soil of your heart. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give praise. Koparashendra labakashuta labarateke sibrataka sebrateke diavash. So watch out for it. But just still your involvement in the overall process, as you follow on and continue yielding. This sets the tempo for the progression of the year. And for many, the miracles of your life and the miracles of this year for you is just starting now. Starting now. Starting now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare miracles. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That issue and affair of your life that needs to be handled by a miraculous intervention, receive it right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive Amen. It right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That issue of health that is to be tackled, but most effectively and efficiently via a miraculous intervention, receive right now in the name of Jesus. Receive Amen. Right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare the establishment of your miraculous interventions this week, this beginning from tonight in the name of Jesus. Beginning from Amen. Tonight in the name of Jesus. That place you applied for a job and you are waiting a response, miraculous interventions, miraculous interventions, miraculous interventions Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree Amen. Over you beginning from tonight and now, a period and a season, a year of your miraculous interventions.
Amen.
Miraculous interventions. A miraculous intervention. It will be Amen. Dramatic. It will be drastic. It will be unspeakable because it will be the hand and the hand of God at work, the finger of God at work, the power of God at work, and the orchestration of the Almighty at work. It is decreed to be so for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So you are walking in it. Miraculous interventions. Decreed so again. Say, miraculous interventions.
Amen.
Decreed over yourself. Say it wherever you are. Miraculous interventions.
Miraculous interventions.
It is decreed over my life, miraculous interventions. It is decreed over my family, miraculous interventions. I decree and I establish the word, the prophetic decree of the miraculous interventions. Go ahead, pray. Miraculous interventions. Miraculous interventions. Miraculous interventions. Miraculous interventions. Miraculous intervention. Miraculous intervention. Miraculous intervention. Miraculous intervention. Miraculous
intervention. Miraculous intervention.
Miraculous interventions of God. Repekes kobretekeske brata balakataske pakala. Gabakash kerba ushke bonda. Rekes
In
In the name of Jesus, we are prayed.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch out for many here that all things are now the next significant move of your life. will be powered by a sudden and a profound, oh my, profoundly significant intervention of heaven over you in the name of Jesus. Many of you and a great number of you here, we experience a drastic shift in your career that you will be aware that, but on the basis of qualifications, you won't be here. You won't be here. You won't be here. You won't be here. But there's the ladder through which we climb is the interventions of Christ, the miraculous interventions of God, the miraculous interventions of God. You know what a miracle is? A miracle is something that suspends the natural order of things. When laws have been suspended, when reality has been bent, when the ordinary has been paused, bypassed, that's a miracle. A man walks on water, he breaks every law of matter. Every law of matter and energy has been violated. He walks on it. That's a miracle. For you here, wherever a law and a protocol will have to be suspended for the agenda, for the purpose of God and for your prayers to find expression and be answered, that miracle is working for you tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. That Amen. Miracle working for you tonight. In the name Amen. Of Jesus.
Amen.
How we said that the word of God you receive, the destiny of it is fulfillment. If you receive it, you will become it. If you expect it, you will receive it. So the expectation of the righteous man will not be cut off. Your next significant shift will be powered by the miraculous. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.
Amen.
And give God praise for his word. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the strategic interventions, for the miraculous. Thank you for the miraculous. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my
friends.
Thank you, Amen. In Jesus, most precious name, I pray. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for the success of this convergence. Let's be in expectations for the next things that are to come. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the impacts. Receive the praise of your glory. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.